Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
In the buying and selling of houses, and as we know at the moment, it's a seller's market. There's a lot less property out there than we need, and prices are very, very high and climbing. They might level off before the end of the year, but at the moment they are certainly climbing. And whenever you get a market that's on fire one way or the other, you get things starting to happen. Gazumping, for example, is back. And there are things like people will have your offer accepted. They've taken your offer. The buyer's accepted your offer. And then you get bumped by another offer. And unfortunately, it is entirely legal. Let's talk a little bit more about it with Rachel Sarah Murphy, who's in the auctioneering and buying and selling game these days. Morning, Rachel.
Good morning, TJ. It is awful, isn't it? I mean, it is, like, I'm free the way, Rachel, I suppose it's my name now, but I'm new to this, but my family obviously are at this years, yes, the auctioneering. It is so regulated now for auctioneers. I've just done another thing with PSRA where we talk about all of this. It's so regulated that I spend most of my day doing the paperwork, because you have to be so transparent as an auctioneer. And if you're not, you can get your license taken off you, and you can get fined up to €250,000. But it doesn't stop some people. But look, the bulk of people in this industry are absolutely lovely. What you have to be careful, there's a few things that people are angry about. Sometimes people will put down, when they're advertising a property, they'll put down asking price.
Yeah.
And so the asking price is $320,000. And then when somebody offers the asking price, it's not taken. So then why was it put on? So I would always put a guide price, especially at the moment, because it's so buoyant, the market at the moment, that we don't know. I mean, yeah, a three-bed semi is going for $450,000 in Kinsale. That would normally go for $340,000. So it's very hard to know. But auctioneers on the whole are very honest about this. But you can get gazumped, because of the transparency. So if I was to sell a house, I would always ask for proof of funds for every bid that I get in.
Yeah.
Because if not, I could put in a bid of 400,000. You could come along, put in a bid of 420,000, but maybe you don't have 420,000.
Yeah.
And then I go 430,000.
Yeah.
So that to me, as a person, I think it's really important that for my clients, and a lot of auctioneers are like me, is that you have to have proof of funds, okay, for every bid that you put in, so you're not ballooning the price.
Let's just break it down a little bit and go through one or two of the problems. Gazumping was always there. Back when I last bought a house, which was been 2004, one of the things that happened a lot back then, Rachel, was people were put bidding against themselves. You,
yes,
knew you were bidding against yourself. You'd no way of proving you were bidding against yourself. I caught someone doing it to me. I walked away from the sale. And 6 weeks later, after I'd gone and done a deal on another house, the guy came back to me and said, I'll give it to you now for less than what... He said, the other person pulled out. I said, there was nobody else. And I know there was nobody else. Now, is that still going on, or have we changed how things happen?
Well, it shouldn't be going on. It's illegal. but it probably is going on. Like every other industry, you'll have people who you know, take the mick. But I think for the gazumping side of life, you were talking there earlier on about putting down, when somebody's putting down or an offer has been accepted.
Yeah.
The minute that you put a booking deposit down on a house, and you get an email from the auctioneer to say booking deposit received, or you get your receipt, etc., via email, it's done. That's your house. You know, you go through the process of then buying the house, but there's nobody else can come in. But you can, we all know, PJ, years ago, you know, the uncle of a friend's uncle wants the house, he's going to get it.
Once you've paid over your deposit,
it's done.
It's done. But the problem
nobody
is,
else can come in.
In between the time that the price is accepted and you get your legal paperwork in, something else can happen, can't it?
It can. But and you have every right as a potential purchaser to ask questions, you know, and any auctioneer who would be asked questions and might make them nervous. You're never, ever, ever, ever going to find out the truth unless everybody within the bidding situation wants their personal information public.
Yes.
So, and that's never going to happen. So you're never going to know. So you went on a gut feeling when you were buying your house that somebody else was, a phantom bidder was there,
ghost
and you
bidding,
pulled out of the property. Yeah. And that's happened. There's nothing we can do unless anybody decides to go public with their information.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do.
You know where the second buyer comes in? Like, and you said that we often think the second buyer may not actually have the money. They're just messing around. But what can we do about that?
Well, you see, I'm transparent. So if you're bidding for a house with me, you're on an email that was everybody's BCC'd, but the email goes out, so it's all transparent. Just in case the PSR want to see it one day from me.
Yeah.
So that the you can stay in the bidding war, but every single person has to show proof of funds for the bid.
Right.
That's just the way that I do it, because
there's no legal requirement on you to do that, is there?
From a GDPR point of view, no, there isn't, and I have to be very careful with it.
Right.
There is no legal requirement. I can, I'm sure people do accept bids without it. I just don't.
So if you're selling a house to Fergal, and and I come in and I make a better offer in the middle of that process, you'll say to me, "Well, I need to see your proof of funds. I need to see you've got the extra 30,000.
Yeah, I don't take a bid without it. I don't take a bid of anything without it.
But there's no legal. That's the point. There is still no legal requirement on you to do that.
No, like there's a legal just at the end for the final bid. Then. So. It's just a legal requirement. It's not a legal requirement. It's just a personal requirement for me, because I don't want prices ballooning up. And some people, I mean, God love them, some people are trying so hard to get the lender, you know, to give them their letter in principle that you know, they're waiting, and they might just come in and go, 0420, when they don't actually have it yet. You know, and I can see why they don't want to lose. There's no houses for sale. I sell in Kinsale, and there's nothing. I've two coming up now, thank God, this week. But, like, so they'll be gone within 2 weeks. You know, so people are desperate to get a roof over their heads, and they will do anything. But I have to say, when it comes to this industry, it's a very, very different industry to the one at Walk, and my mother was starting out. It is so regulated now. You have to be so transparent. And as an auctioneer, you know, you have a duty of care to your clients.
Yes.
And, so, like, you know,
again,
you do your
best. Can a person who is buying, the person who has been bidding on the house will say 400,000 was the agreed price, and then this other bidder comes along and you come back to me and say, PJ, someone's come in with 430. Can I ask to see proof of funds there?
Oh, not, no, no. From a GDPR point of view, I couldn't share any of that with you.
I see. So you're the, and you're not obliged to ask for it?
No. Not until the final bid.
So that's a hole in the system, isn't it?
And that I believe it's a hole in the system. I mean, you have to be very careful because of GDPR. You have to be extremely careful. I spend most of my time with the paperwork side of this in this business. It's all paperwork. You have to be ready because you're audited as an auctioneer. You can be audited every 2 years, every 3 years. It's not like once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, So it is very regulated, but that is a hole in the system, PJ. I'd love it to be sorted out, because otherwise the prices are ballooning.
Yes.
And you're taking in bids. And sure, look at anybody. Anybody could sit down in the evening after a few glasses of wine and go, look, we put 450 on it. See what happens.
And whether they have it or not, which is disgraceful.
Then I have 400,000 on it. And then the auctioneer, obviously, when they find out that there's no funds there will then come back to me. But sure, maybe I've settled for another place that wasn't
so
my
how can
home.
A buyer, other than going to your company, Rachel, where you do it, how can a buyer insist protect themselves against this happening?
Because I think you need to sit down. There are so many, I'm in Cork, as you know, we are all in Cork, but there are so many lovely auctioneers here in Cork. A lot of them I studied with, a lot of them Free the Bay Cleaning we work with. Sit down, have a chat with them, tell them your concerns and ask them what they can do to make you feel better about working with them. Because the client, we work for the client. If I'm selling your property, PJ, I'm working for you.
Yeah.
So, It's just the way that I deal with it, that when I get potential purchasers coming in to the property, I like everybody to be singing from the same hymn sheet. Everybody's transparent and nobody is, trying to pull a fast one.
Right, right.
But it's regulated. There's a lot of auctioneers out there. You're talking about one or two or three, really.
Yeah. But what can't hide the fact from, Rachel, is that you will get people who will come in with a gazumping bid and they don't have proof of funds and they don't have to show it under their law at present. And like you said, that seems to be a hole in the law. Another thing that used to happen, and I believe it's happening again, so you have a new development and we'll say the first 50 houses go up at, let's go back to that number, 400,000. First 50 houses go up at 400,000 and you go to the selling agent for the developer and he or she will say to you, oh, they're gone now. They're gone. They're all gone. But you can have phase two for 440,000. It's the same blasted house. Is that legal?
Well, the auctioneer only works for the client. So if the developer has said he wants 450, that's what the auctioneer has to get them. We work for the client. But I suppose every situation is different. Is the situation of the property, is it closer to amenities? What's the difference in it? Also, the market is so buoyant now, PJ. Like, in 3 months' time, things could be, up again. Another 10 or 20,000 per three-bedroom semi-D. So it could be the market being buoyant. It could be the situation of the property. But it doesn't matter. If I'm working for you, you tell me what you want for your property, and it is my job as an auctioneer to get you that price.
Or to come back to me and say, I can't.
I never say that, because I'm a great seller. But look, I don't want people to get unduly concerned. Auctioneers have to be very transparent now. It's very regulated. There is a duty of care. And I'm delighted to say that I work within an industry now that is so regulated, so that a lot of this, the zumping, etc., has been wiped out. But there are still people who aren't. And you will know them, because when you sit down with an auctioneer and they are like somebody, in a bidding auction, they're like somebody like that. Money, 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 money. Walk away. Go with the auctioneer who you feel comfortable with and who is your best interest at heart.
Yeah, the two terms, just to go over them one more time, gazumping, we know what that is. Before you've got your contract, before you've got your booking deposit paid, somebody comes in with more money. You have no way, but there's no legal way of knowing whether they have that money or not, but you can get gazumped. Explain then one more time, Rachel, what is ballooning?
Well, ballooning is you come in with 420, but you don't have it. So then I go in at 430. So you've ballooned it up to 420. But you don't have 420. So now the price is going completely. So now the last bid that actually had money behind it was my bid at 400.
Right.
But you are, it's ballooning up because we don't have proof of funds from people.
Sure.
Like, it's very easy to sit at home with a few glasses of wine in the evening and go, I should put 450 on it. You can't, I could not accept an offer from anybody without proof of funds, because it's not fair.
But this is my point that I'm making.
Yeah.
Cork's 96 FM.